the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This story that we have in the gospel today is an amazing story for several reasons. First of all, here is a Roman centurion, a man of power and authority within the Roman army, in their occupying forces. A centurion was no ordinary man. A Roman centurion was the equivalent of a chief master sergeant in our army or our air force, or a chief in our navy. A man of considerable authority in the Roman army. Centurions had to be men who were ready to command, steady in action, and reliable. This particular centurion was unusual, even above those qualifications. The fact that he cared enough for his slave to want to help him is amazing in itself. Slaves were property, like a tool. And when they were old and worn out, sometimes they were just put out to die. They were not usually treated with the kindness and concern that this centurion is showing by going out of his way to seek help for him. Not only going out of his way, but seeking out a Jewish teacher, already seen as a threat by both Roman and Jewish authorities because of the crowds that were following him from place to place. Not only did this centurion have an unusual attitude toward one of his slaves, but apparently he went far beyond the Roman attitude of tolerance in allowing those whose lands they occupied to continue their style of worship. They did this because they believed that it would keep order, that it would keep the peace. However, this centurion not only allowed the Jews to continue their style of worship, but he actually built them a synagogue. At that time, the Jews despised the Gentiles, those who were not of their faith, and the Gentiles hated the Jews. One commentator I read said that the Romans called the Jews a filthy race. Yet here was this Roman centurion not only calling upon Jesus, this Jewish rabble-rouser, for help in healing his slave, but sending elders of the Jews to approach Jesus and plead his case. The other thing that we know about this centurion from this reading is that he was a very humble man who not only understood the parameters of the Jewish faith, one being that they could not enter the house of a Gentile, but he respected their rules and regulations enough that he sent the message that he was not worthy for Jesus to come under his roof. But the most important characteristics of this unusual military man was his amazing faith. And that is the thing upon which this whole episode hinges. This centurion was a military man who had been in battle. A retired military chaplain who is now a minister serving in a local Methodist church was discussing this gospel with my daughter, who is the director of missions at his church. He served in Iraq during the war there, and he gave an interpretation of this centurion's faith that I think is especially appropriate at this time when we are honoring our servicemen and women. He said that in times of battle, you cannot operate out of fear. He said you have to have what he calls battlefield faith. You have to know the mission and have faith that you and your comrades in arms are going to accomplish it. So he reasoned this centurion had what my friend called battlefield faith. The mission was to find healing for his slave, and he had faith that Jesus could do that even without having direct contact with his slave. He didn't question or fear that Jesus could not deliver. He had absolute faith that his requested mission of healing could be accomplished. Some years ago, when I was acting dean at the cathedral in Lexington, Kentucky, during their interim period, I went to San Francisco to attend a conference of cathedral deans that was being hosted by Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. And when we arrived, we were so surprised to see that there was a high wire stretched all the way from one end of the nave to the other. And we all asked the dean, Alan Jones was the dean at the time, what this was all about. You know, what's with the wire up there? And he said that that was a reminder to us that life is a balancing act and that you have to remember always to trust the catcher. And I loved that metaphor. And in a sense, that's what this centurion was doing. He was trusting the catcher. We are living in a difficult time between our rapidly degenerating political situation, the fear of terrorism, and being inundated constantly by terrible images of suffering of others around the world, we could wind up just wallowing in fear. I believe we are in a time when that battlefield faith is absolutely critical. We cannot operate out of fear. We have to know the direction we want to go and then have faith that we will reach that goal, be it a personal one, a national one, or an international one. We have to have the kind of faith that centurion soldier had, knowing that Jesus sits at the right hand of God, rooting for us, and that the Holy Spirit is armed with what is necessary to bring us through. We have to know without a doubt that whatever our circumstances, God is in it with us, and that the healing will come, perhaps not in the way we imagine, but in the way that is best for us. I could write a book about the things that God has done for me and the crises that God has gotten me through and the sense of humor that God has in my case. I mean, after all, I'm a woman priest. Is that a sense of humor? God is with us in it, no matter what our circumstances are. And it may, like I said, healing may not come in the way that we imagine it, but it will come in a way that God knows is going to bring us growth and transformation into the creative creatures of love that God intended us to be. So on this Memorial Day and every day, arm yourself with that battlefield faith that never fears or doubts, but simply believes and trusts the catcher. Amen.